ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। Lucian verses 22 to 26, chapter 7. Sataya shraddaya yuktaha, sataya shraddaya yuktaha, tasya radhana mihate, tasya radhana mihate, labate chatatat kaman, labate chatatat kaman, mayaiva vihitan hitan, mayaiva vihitan hitan, sataya shraddaya yuktaha, तस्याराधनमीहते लभते च तत्कामान् मयैव विहितान् हितान् अन्तवत्तु फलं तेषाम् अन्तवत्तु फलं तेषाम् तद्भवत्यल्पमेधसाम् तद्भवत्यल्पमेधसाम् देवान् देवयजो यान्ति देवयजो यान्ति मद्भक्ता यान्ति मामपि मद्भक्ता यान्ति मामपि अन्तभक्तु फलं तेषाम् तद्भवत्यल्पमेधसाम् देवान् देवयजो यान्ति मद्भक्ता यान्ति मामपि अव्यक्तं व्यक्तिमापन्नम् अव्यक्तं व्यक्तिमापन्नम् मन्यन्ते मामभुक्तयः मन्यन्ते मामभुक्तयः परं भावमजानन्तः
परं भावमजानन्तः
ममाव्ययमनुत्तमम् ममाव्ययमनुत्तमम् अव्यक्तं व्यक्तिमापन्नम् मन्यन्ते मामभुक्तयः परं भावमजानन्तः ममाव्ययमनुत्तमम् नाहं प्रकाश सर्वस्य नाहं प्रकाश सर्वस्य योगमाया समावृतः
योगमाया
समावृतः मूढोऽयं नाभिजानाति
मूढोऽयं
नाभिजानाति लोको मामजमव्ययम्
लोको
मामजमव्ययम् नाहं प्रकाश सर्वस्य योगमाया समावृतः मूढोऽयं नाभिजानाति लोको मामजमव्ययम् वेदाहं समतीतानि
वेदाहं
समतीतानि वर्तमानानि चार्जुन वर्तमानानि चार्जुन भविष्यानि च भूतानि
भविष्यानि
च भूतानि मातु वेदन कश्चन
मातु वेदन कश्चन
वेदाहं समतीतानि वर्तमानानि चार्जुन भविष्यानि च भूतानि मातु वेदन कश्चन।
They are also considered bhavun because they have turned the direction something higher. But yet in the realm of the mind, he says, those deprived of wisdom, See, deprived of wisdom means everybody is essentially wise. That is the stance that Vedas take. There is nobody here who is not wise. But some, their wisdom is covered as it were. Very few have uncovered the covering and their wisdom is their established wisdom available for them. That's the difference. So therefore, they won't criticize anybody. They may call children, Bala. They are overpowered. The wisdom is covered. Like beautiful example Adi Shankara gives in Atmabodha text. He says, sun above is covered by clouds as it were. Strictly speaking, clouds cannot cover the sun. What is the size of the sun and what is the size of clouds? But as it were, the clouds are covering. Similarly, everybody has the wisdom, but it is deprived to them because they are all turning their face towards their desires. And according to their desires, they approach various gods and goddesses, Devata, Anya Devata. Atma, the consciousness, Brahman, the consciousness is only one. Really, it is not many. When you have not gone to that one homogeneous mass of consciousness, you are stuck in the plurality. So Anya Devata, many Devata, gods and goddesses, which could be interpreted as related goals. Also, you can look at it like this. Gods and goddesses have come from where?
Brahma, Maya.
Your own mind.
Your mind.
The number of varieties of minds are there, that many gods and goddesses are there. So if the population is increasing, more gods and goddesses will come. You understand? In a way, in other words, the gods and goddesses are human creation. Then we say that the subtle body's creation, the mental creation. I told you how it works last week. When you have a faith that there is this God goddess which your mind has created and now you accept it, see, like placebo, you believe there is a medicine. Firstly, you believe you have a problem. Actually, there is no problem. And doctor understands that, maybe you go through all the MRIs and all the other things, nothing wrong with you. So what does he do? He understands the problem is in your
mind.
So instead of telling you there's nothing wrong with you, he says, yes, yes, the problem is very, very minimal, nothing to worry. And he gives you some medicine. He says, take this for so many days, your problem will be all right. But it is a placebo. Are you with me? But you having faith in that placebo, now you come out of that imagination. Similarly, you have mental worries, anxieties, all these things, whether I will fulfill these desires or not, what will happen to those desires, etc. So, when you pitch up God or Goddess, and you, with faith surrender to that God or Goddess, the belief system that starts working now, that yes, now I have given the chit, I have written something and given the chit to the God or Goddess. Now the God or Goddess will definitely bless me. I have to just... So the mental worries and anxieties are removed through free flow. And when you free flow, you start deserving. When you deserve, objects get attracted. It comes. Why? Because this entire universe is governed by various laws. L-A-W-S. If you don't follow, abide by L-A-W-S, you will face L-O-S-S in life. You will be a lost in. God has no preferential attachment to support you or not to support you. You understand? So, the moment you free flow, you are adhering to the laws of life, then automatically things are given to you. So he says, in the next verse, he says, whatever form a devotee seeks to worship with Shraddha, I make that Shraddha an answer. You done only 21 or 22 words? So he said, I make that Shraddha unswerving. How? by giving in the result. But I explained to you, you know now what is the next verse, so we read that and then I will continue.
Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktaha Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktaha Tasya Radana Nihate Tasya Radana Nihate Labate Chatata Kama Labate Chatata Kama Mayaiva Vihitam Hitam Mayaiva Vihitam Hitam Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktaha Tasya Radana Nihate Labate Chatata Kama
Endow with that faith, with that belief. See, belief works like thermostat. You know, you set a thermostat at certain degrees. Once the temperature goes slightly above that, the cooling continues, starts. If the temperature comes below that setting, thermostat switches on and the cuts off. Similarly, you have doubts, fear, will I get it, will I not get it, will I get it, will I not get it. Then you pray to God, then yes, I'm going to get it because I've given to God. I am getting it, I have already got it. It's as good as I got it. Then you believe, once you believe, you free flow to that level. That is why they say, when you bring up children, don't tell children you can't paint, you can't play this game. You know, we do this. You are kind of creating a belief system in him or her, the child.
And one day, supposing the child painted very well, everybody appreciates the child, you've done a good job. But inside, what is the child believing? I can't paint. So what happens is, immediately it starts course correcting itself by painting wrongly. Not so well.
Because how is it possible that I can go beyond? The most has to come. You understand? So beliefs are very important as well. Have you seen? So you got to rise above the beliefs. Right? Logic should help you to rise above the belief, not destroy the belief when you are neither above nor below. Your belief is gone, you are becoming such a, what do you call, lonely fellow. You understand? So he says, endow with that Shraddha. I keep that Shraddha going. I mean, Ishwara, the Lord keeps the Shraddha going by giving them the result. He seeks the worship of that form, whichever form he worships. From it, he fulfills desires.
His desires are fulfilled from that belief. But he puts an interesting clause. He says, these are ordained by me alone. Lord Krishna is talking as Ishwara, the law ordainer, the governor of this whole universe through law.
Government of India. We want to get to government of India to file an application and come to Delhi. But the government of India is spread everywhere within the country, even in the the waters, ocean, up to the border, the law applies. Isn't it? So let these things will be ordained by me, which I explained to you last year. You apply to agricultural department, the agricultural ministry sanctions, but who is giving it? Government is giving it. Prime Minister is giving it through the agriculture minister. Have you seen? That's what we need to understand. End of the day, everything is given by Paramatma, the absolute consciousness. Because you are following the laws, you free flow. You have got the attachment, therefore there is no anxiety or worry. And action is done, result comes. Simple. So he says, these are ordained by me alone. So in other words, if you understand this, with all Bhagavan is, before you ask, he's keeping it ready to give you. Right? But you have to become deserving to get it. That's all. So instead of desiring, slowly you will start deserve. Slowly all the worries and anxieties is gone. Once you start understanding this, slowly, slowly, that Shraddha of this I naked, unswerving. There is no issues. Like a child, you know. And it comes home, it knows that everything will be ready. No doubt. You become like that. So that's what he's saying. Slowly I make that Shraddha, unswerving. Till you reach your infinity, you will not rest content. You free flow, you get something. Do you think you will get that total fulfillment from that?
No.
You will not. You will go for more. Go for more. Till you attain infinite, you will not rest content. So he says, I being the Atma inside, I allow you to fulfill your desires this way, so that you will not rest content with the finite. You will say, I don't want finite anymore, I want infinite. That turning will happen. Right?
See, a fruit has to be allowed to ripen. When it is allowed to ripen, it is become heavy, it detaches automatically from the tree.
So he makes your Shraddha more and more unswerving here. Next word. Antavattu phalam tesham, antavattu phalam tesham, tadbhavatyalpa medasam, tadbhavatyalpa medasam, devan devayajo yanti,
devan devayajo
yanti, madbhakta yanti mamapi,
madbhakta yanti mamapi,
antavattu phalam tesham, tadbhavatyalpa medasam, devan devayajo అంతవత్తు ఫలం తేషాం. ఇదే ఫైనైట్ ఇంటీ ఇస్ ద ఫ్రూట్ అక్రూయింగ్ టు దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ స్మాల్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్, అల్ప బుద్ధి. అల్ప అల్ప పేరు రాదు, అల్ప బుద్ధి మీరు small intelligence means no intelligence. Very refined. Krishna is a democrat. I mean a diplomat. You heard that? Very diplomatically there. Delay. So much effort for so little. So much effort for too little. So much of work and everything, then you finally get what?
Nothing.
So alpha medasa. Top floor is vacant. So he said. So he says, if you stop and think, you will ask, is this effort worth for this result? Like you do business, you know? Like that. You do business, so much you work, finally only this much you get. Same amount of work, if you had put it within, you would have got by infinite. That Shraddha, that faith, the problem is which direction. The effort has to continue, but in which direction you are putting it. Right? Columbus wanted to reach India, but his direction was wrong. But the effort was there, somewhere he reached. You don't put in any effort, nothing will happen, you stay put there. So you are putting in so much effort in the finite area. Finite area, you never ever pause and question. When I started the journey, I started the journey for what? To reach India. But where have I come? America. Like that, when I started for what? To continuously run and chase? Or what's the goal? Get that happiness and be there? Answer. What's the goal? Get that happiness, no? But having God, what happens? You feel, I want more. He says, unpermitted. You never realize. Hmm? I told you the story of a businessman. A fellow always used to tie up with people with money. And he said, my brain is my investment. I told you the story, remember?
Yeah.
Your money is the investment. We will make money and we will share it. But he will keep the bills. All their money, he will take it. And they lost the money, they lost nothing. Then he said, you have cheated me. He said, no, I didn't cheat. Why you said I cheated you? You took away all our money? Yes, but I have given you experience. I did not cheat you. I took your money, but I have given you experience. Which means what? Next time you don't make that mistake. But they say, no. Don't be so harsh on us. We want to take birth again and again, and we want to do the same mistake again and again. This was your view. Isn't it? I have put in so much effort. Then finally what do I get? I never understood. Is this all what I wanted? A beautiful story Swami talks about of a bachelor boy. He was living his life very happily, but his mother was constantly whispering, get married. One day he said, okay, so I am getting married, but I want Bhagwan to give me the wife, not you. He said, so she said, okay, pray to Bhagwan. He prayed to Bhagwan, Bhagwan appeared. What? Now please, you know, you have to get the bride for me.
You mean through you my mother should get for me?
That girl has married.
So when you go home, your mother will talk about a girl. That girl is blessed by me
for you. But okay. They said, by the way, anything else you want? I'm very happy and all that. You know. All that is mother is constantly bugging me. Chalo, just get one girl. So nice. And then his mother was talking about a girl. He knew that it is blessed by Bhagwan. And got married. After so many days, they didn't have children. Now what? Simple, pray again. He prayed, Bhagwan. Then Bhagwan appeared and said, what? Blessed. I want a child. Or blessed. Anything else? I will think you will. I'm fine. And he goes back. Child is born, grows up, they're very happy. They find that the child is not talking at all. 4 years old, yeah. Different down. Kya karu? So we go back and pray again. So the Bhagwan comes and says, what do you want now? Bless them. That they will that my child will start speaking and hearing. Bless. Everything else?
No.
No. I'm fine. Every time you ask. Huh? Then slowly the complaint started coming that he is talking all nonsense. Rubbish, you understand? So what to do? Any amount of advice, he is not stopping me, all rubbish only is coming from his mouth. So he started praying again. Now Bhagwan says, what do you want? Put some sense in him. What is the point, you know? Think it best. He will speak sense. Anything else? Nothing. Started talking sense, everything was going fine. Suddenly when he was around 20, something happened, he fell ill. Doctors found a hole in the heart. He will not survive long. So the simple, why are you worried? His wife asked. So what to do here? His wife said, nothing to worry. Go and pray again, Bhagwan will come. He said, no, I'm not going to pray. Why? You have doubts that he will not come? No, I don't have doubts that he will not come. I am very clear he will come. But I don't know what I want. Because every time, many jo, whatever I ask, he gave. But I didn't know at the time that I wanted a wife who could bear a child and who will speak sense and who will not have any heart problem or anything, will continue to live. Basically, I don't know what I want. I want infinite. But I have been asking only finite. And whatever I ask is in giving. But then I realized,
What I want, I don't know. He only knows. When he knows what I want, why should I ask? I will not ask.
That's what I say. That stage you should come. If you have made the Shakti, you will come. Otherwise, Alpha made the Sa, so you continue.
He will not criticize them. He is not criticizing them. He said, I will make them go chase. So one day they say, what is going on here? Come on. One day they will pause. Huh? If I keep on hitting you, that's 25th time at least. I said, excuse me, what is going on here? 25th time, if not, at least 125th time, 1025th time, sometime you will ask. That's what he is saying. You ask, you work for it, you put in so much effort, you get. As soon as you get, you apply for the loan. It's like this.
I'll talk in your language, because you are not doing business, right? So you apply for a loan because you are importing machinery from Germany. Within $1 million. Usually, you know how to apply for a loan. You do that. Then, the bank fellow says, okay, we are sanctioning. He gives you $1 million. What has happened? Dollar price bad gaya. Are you with me? Rupee has been devaluated, dollar price bad gaya. Bank has sanctioned, but kya hua?
We need.
I cannot get that machine, na? I do reapply. Are you with me? This is the issue. Sometimes I understand you very well now. So in other words, you are asking, you are getting, you are working so much. Finally you come back, 21 days take off to a vacation. Then you come back, what? What? There is nothing in this life. Then somebody says, there is another, there is a very good intellect. Then okay, next time I go. Then you plan the whole day. When is the vacation coming? Oh, this long weekend. You understand? You plan. Go. To taste it. You see it. Come back with? So much effort.
Come back with so little. You never pause and think. All that is. He's not saying don't go. Do this. Pause and think. Then you will change the direction. Like that boy, one day he understood, I really don't know what I want. Because if I ask, I get it. If I ask, I get it. But really, that is not what I want. So I'll stop asking only. This is what it means here. Finite indeed is the fruit that accrues of such an action. But I ventured into it not because I want finite. Supposing I tell you, okay, you work hard, you get everything. When you come there, you will fall sick, you will suffer, you will be in tension, you will be in stress. You say, Baba, why should I work then? But after getting there, that's what you are experiencing. But you say, no, I will work up, I will get this. Once I get there, it's a maya that everybody is caught in. No. When I was talking to you one day in the class, Abdullah said, sir, best example for this context is marriage. So what do you mean? He said, everybody, they go through thinking that they are going to get something in marriage and they get nothing. And they want everybody to, you not get married? You must get married. You must get married. You must get married. Basically, then they think, oh, marriage is something. Then he also is trapped. So you are thinking like that. I said, no, I am not talking about that. I don't have any such marriage. But you know, the point is this. You look for something infinite. But that is where you start. Why would you start otherwise? Why would you start looking for something else? But you ended up something else, somewhere else. Then also you don't stop and question. And Bhagwan is Karunamurti, goes on giving you opportunity. Why? He says, Baba, I am standing next to you, just there, I am there. Why? What is happening is, you turn your face other side. But he doesn't stop standing next to you, he continues. because he believes one day you will turn.
When you turn, he is waiting with his heart. That is why this book, these lines are saying, you must understand it in that way. When you have turned in the finite direction, please ask yourself, can the world, which in itself is finite, give me infinite?
Something which is in essence passing and fleeting, transitory, how can it give me that permanent bliss?
As I am pursuing, my mind can change. Or the object can change, or both can change. Isn't it? Mind, which is floating, is finite, it's constantly changing. And it is quoting the objects of the world, which is finite, which is also constantly changing. And in this Maya, I am caught. I run. I'm fulfilled by ego, but I found very insecure. You ask yourself, how? That's why Swamiji has lectured on this particular topic. It's called, when is enough enough? When is enough? You know. How much is enough? That was the wrong. If I say how much is enough for you, you say, tell me what will be the inflation rate. Isn't it? You don't know the percentage of inflation. Today you think this much is enough. But if the rupee is going to go on, the economy is going to go through this inflation like this, then you don't know. But this iniquity there shall be, this present inflation there shall be. You understand? This tamasha goes on. Inside aapka kabhi bhi santush nahi aayega. So either it's finite indeed, or these, the fruit that accrues of those who are of small intelligence.
The worshippers of gods go to gods.
Worshippers of devatas
go to devatas.
They are in the mental realm only. They don't cross the mental realm and reach atma. They continue in the mental realm. God is not, I already told you. Mental realm there. Are you with me? Consciousness is there. Then the mind is there. The mental realm may both are gods and gods are there. So you go on in the mental realm. You don't cross the mental realm.
Mental realm is always insecurity.
Jitna bhi aayega, itna aayega. Whatever it may be, you still want more. Give me more. You understand? Like that. So, the worshippers of gods go to the gods. They worship limited goals, they go to limited goals. But limited goals will not give them that
absolute satisfaction. So what do? They continue. I keep this running alive. Because running is not wrong. Direction ko change karna padega. Samajh lo. Vedanta is not against running.
So a lot of people don't come to Vedanta. Why? Because they are seeing some Vedanta, the so-called Vedantins, stop running only. So they are scared. Baba, if you go to this fellow, they will stop us running.
Vedanta is not saying run mat karo. Direction ko sahi karo.
You want infinite, but you are running in the direction of finite. At least that you should question. So Vedanta will continue making you a dynamic person. It will keep you a dynamic person. But only thing is, direction could change. Attitude is changed. All this while I was asking. Now I stopped asking. But I am continuing my action. And the finite is
going to come through my actions, and that finite will take care of my what? Day to day needs.
Roti, kapda, navalai. Are you with me? For that, I will have a correct value then. Vedanta is saying, place right value. Don't place exaggerated value. Alpa buddhi fellows are placed exaggerated value. Go to the market to buy a product. And the product, according to everybody's assessment, is X amount. But the fellow is quoting X to the power of 10. If you have done that assessment correctly, you will think whether I should pay the X to the power of 10 for that. It's not worth it. Exaggerate. Marketing is exaggeration. In a way, I'm not saying it is, in a way, there is a kind of exaggerate. In your mind, the value has been, without it, I cannot live. Somehow I must get it. Isn't it? The fellows have that exaggerated value. First day, first show, I must see. So he says, who is not? Sir, I said, big deal, you understand? And they go on creating that advertisement. Nice. Goes on coming, hype. And that fellow feels like he didn't sleep on me. You understand? And therefore he pays not that much. Same thing the time, there will be telling you, please come and watch, please come on, free, you understand? That sort of thing.
This is what he is saying. Pause and ponder and plunge.
3P. In life, you need to pause and ponder and plunge. Some point in time you have to pause. The retreat is a pause. It's an opportunity that we give ourselves. It is a pause. We coming together every week, assembling to study, is a pause. Not to stuff our brains with more information. Simply because something is in Sanskrit doesn't mean it becomes great. Of course, Sanskrit is a great language. I'm not taking away that. Every language has its own greatness. But just because it is in Sanskrit, just because it has been spoken about many years ago, doesn't mean it's an opportunity for us to pause and ponder. Not get stuck in grammar rules and this and that. They are embellishments. Right? Like you put so many embellishments when you make food. But ultimately the protein, vitamins, these are important.
So,
Krishna is just saying, I will make them continue again and again. You work for it, you get more. But one day you will lose my consciousness. You go to Himalaya to see. Quietly, some of the top guys, you know, they're there. Because they've seen it all. The fellow is a ripened fruit. He's been changing his ego. I got neck, belly, dog, man, you understand? I got neck, chant, belly, man, naked. There is a beautiful article that Swamiji has apparently read in a newspaper or some article in some magazine, and he has used that in his book, latest book, The Holocaust of Attachment. He talks about what is called as wealth-faking syndrome in that article. Do you know, have you heard of wealth fatigue syndrome? Fatigue, you know? What is it?
Tired.
Exhausted. Itra hai.
Around you. So much. In fact, they have to search for you. So much you are surrounded with wealth. But the fellows inside are fatigue. Who is writing this? Some of the top guys are going through
wealth fatigue syndrome, it seems.
This is the article suggesting. The way you chase, right? I want to become number one, I don't know what it is. Like the Forbes, usually you see this list. Number one, number two, number five. The number game, you know. And if you see the number one and number two sometimes, huge difference. Number one fellow, I don't know, I'm just giving an example, maybe 100 million and this fellow is 75 million. It's not an ordinary amount, you understand? 25 billion gap is there. So
at the top, he's all alone. He feels lonely.
He said,
so hollow and shallow. But reading all these articles, if you have properly reflected, then without having to go through that experience, you really understand. Otherwise, you will be justifying your tamas.
Please understand this correctly.
Because you have to put in so much effort to work and to get there. Fellows who have gone there, it is hard work. Generations of hard work.
Read me. Now you start philosophizing. Don't philosophize, be a philosopher.
First lesson we got to learn in life is, philosophizing is the worst thing to do.
Be a philosopher. Read me. In other words, these guys have been chasing their ego that, yes, I must come first, I must get there, work. One day takes time. And you see those guys roaming around in such simple clothes, living a very simple life. What is that guy's name? I forgot. Apple girl.
Jobs.
He has gone through that as well. All these people, therefore Vedanta says, don't unsettle the minds of the ignorant. Let them run.
Because if you take away that,
instead of rising beyond, they become hopeless.
Hopelessness is the worst thing to be.
At least now sort of goal hai. I'm running after something. Really? Direction is important. Don't take it as a direction. But make them understand that they are going in the wrong direction. Someday they will question, what is going on? Is it correct what I am doing?
Shahjahan
would have asked that question to himself. How much I felt happy when Aurangzeb was born. Later on, when that day came, you will understand this. That means
the penny drops. Krishna says, I wait till then. Most patient. Where there is love, equal amount of patience is there.
The deeper and deeper you go, so much of patience. So Bhagavan very patiently says, because he knows one day you will come to me.
And that day, it happens instantly. Why? Because I am here, always with you. You just turn, all this while you will be here. But I have been searching for it somewhere else. What to do? I told you, 1 minute wisdom. Opening the eyes, the sighting happens instantaneously. But to open your eyes, you may take 10 months. And a fellow who is genuinely sleeping probably wakes up early. A fellow who is pretending, very difficult.
I know. Jabbar, you're teaching me how to live. What will Vedas tell me how to live? I know how to live. I've gone to this university, man. I've got hundreds of businesses, I know what it is. So many people work at me. I'm the expert in economy, you know, I don't know what else.
Not out of ego or anything. If you know, it takes more time. Are you with me?
Because you're full of yourself.
Exactly. You have to get over it. Then one day comes, God. You remember that Baba Brahma? Baba apparently told the night is about to die. So you grip with your bury me. Please bury me with my hands out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Let them understand I've expressed nothing. Uchinai, the hair. Finite. When sun hits you, then you turn. And when you turn, it happens. So don't be in a hurry and go and interrupt people and then give them the check. Class over, immediately you go and call all your friends and give a lecture there. Let them run, let them see that, let them run, let that thing go, go, I keep that going, he says, Krishna says, I keep it going. But one day, suddenly you leave the fellow alone. That guy is Buddha. It is said, Siddhartha in his palace, always done, it was predicted by an astrologer, you know, that he is going to become the greatest of monk. It was the biggest problem for the father. So he made sure all the sorts of indulgences are available to him 24/7. Okay, so he was surrounded with women. So one day, I believe, as he was partying, he went off to sleep in the garden with them. And when he woke up in the morning, suddenly all these women were sleeping everywhere. And he saw them, you know, through the mouth, the,
what do you call them?
He had a close look at all of them. He said, what? This is the truth. It's called Pratimaksha Bhavana. Bhajagovindam, Adishankara talks about it. Same thing what the poem, even this shall pass away, talks about. Mortal flesh must come to clay, even this shall pass away. What in Bhajagovindam he says, you know, seeing the navel and bosom of a woman, you are going Gaga in Adishankara, in Bhajagovindam. The opposite sex is attractive so much, anything, any object. So he says, pause and question, what is it? They are also nothing but etan mansavi sadhivikaram manasiri chintaya varamba. This is also modification of blood and flesh. Nothing but modification of flesh and blood, the same thing. So Swami is there, when he explains that, he says, supposing you see beautiful hair she has. He says, supposing you tell her, right? Then she takes the hair and gives you, you run away. Or beautiful teeth, immediately she takes it and gives it to you. You will say, my God, you run away. You understand? You just don't look at it from that angle. But don't tell anybody else. Woman fairer ever see was the bride he crowned as queen. Pillowed on the marriage bed, whispering to his soul, he said, mortal flesh must come to clay, even this shall pass away. We told his wife, that day only you should have gone. You understand? You're the smart, he's a Vedanta student. You understand? That guy, the king of Persia, whispering to his soul, he said, you don't understand, you don't love me. He said, fool, he's a mad guy. He's gone mad. Understand that iron and gold is good for buying.
Which gold is
this? Then even this shall pass away. Once in Persia, reigned the king, who upon a signet ring, graved a magazine strange and wise, fit for every change and chance, solemn words and deeds were they, even this shall pass. Outstanding man. Cured of children. Give this poem. So, it's called Pratipaksha Bhava. You see it from a different angle.
It's there in the book. This is there in the selected poem book.
Yeah. So, the... is what he's saying. You pause and think, what is this next? What is this? You never, you continue. So what, there are that, God doesn't say, okay, he's not learnt his lesson, so I'll put him in prison. No, take a chance. Did not learn, one more chance. Did not learn, one more chance. Meaning what? You continue, continue, continue. One day, finish syndrome, aapko bhi aayega. Puchhenge, hey, kya hai? Is this what I wanted? Is this what I wanted? And that day you turn. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam, avyaktam vyaktimapannam, manyante mama buddhayah, manyante mama buddhayah, param bhavam janantah, param bhavam janantah, mavavyayam anuttamam, avyaktam vyaktimapannam, manyante mama buddhayah, param bhavam janantah, mavavyayam anuttamam. So those who are continuing in the mind realm, continues in the mind realm, others go beyond the mind. He says, my devotees come to me. My devotees come to me in the previous verse, and he said, does not mean that if Krishna's devotee will come to Krishna, everybody else will go to will be doomed. It's not that. You understand? For those who understand the limitation of the finite, there is the infinite. Others go in the chakra of finite. Chakra continues. See, I have explained this to you before. When we talked about sense control also, I explained this. You must recollect all these things in the context every now and then. When we say control, 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 control kya hota hai?
Channelizing.
Understanding becomes, gives you control. You do not understand what the thunder is, lightning is. So they used to think it's some body, some data is throwing up. Depends and all that, they will strike at you. And science understood that. Using thunder and electricity, the lightning, they do so many things. Understanding, control capacity. Are you with me? Understanding will come when? When you stand apart and question. When you question your life, every day I'm getting up at 4 o'clock, whatever time you get up, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, then what do I do? Huh? Brush my teeth and eat my exercise, the breakfast, then go to sleep again, then I get up, then I do the same thing. Hey, is this what I want? Is this life? You don't question. Samsara means that it is going on revolving. Samsara, see, it is samsara. If you want to control it, you want to question it. Pause and question. Till you don't question, you don't understand it. And till you don't understand it, you cannot control it. Again, I'll talk in your own language. Business language. You know, these people, for example, gambling center. One or two dollars winning jackpot. But still, the owner of the gambling center is always making money. Yes, sir. There are fellows who have understood how the stock business is done. When the market is going down, they are making money. When the market is going up, they are making money. Do you know that? In fact, they say, when it goes down, they make more money. Because they have understood how it works. 95% or 99% who are in stock market don't understand. They are idiots because of greed. So basically what is happening is 5% or 1% who understand how this whole thing works, they are thriving on your ignorance. So one fellow is making trillion, all other fellows are losing their money. Greed. Please understand. Control means understanding. Understanding will come with a question. Pause and question. Till then it will not come. This is what Swamiji means by develop your intellect. Develop your intellect. Question, karo, develop, karo. Goes on like that. What is that? They ask you, sir. He says, why do you go to school? What's your question to ask, sir? my uncle went to school, my grandfather went to school, I also went to school. So he's just carrying that thing for his life. So after you go to school, what do you do? Shankar, Chandra is Chinese. What is Chinese? Why?
Because my uncle went there, my grandfather also went there.
I'm also going. Mr. Simply, I start business. Just my family business or start a new business. That's what the uncle did, my grandfather did the same thing. Then what do you do? Marry. Why?
Because he's married.
My uncle, my grandfather also married. You understand? Then what do you do? After marriage, what? The only job he has to produce children. Produce children. You understand? So,
in other words, the Vedanta says that the Swamiji says that he's not teasing.
He says, if you would do it after questioning, don't do it mechanically. If you are doing it mechanically, you are in chakkar. The moment you question, you come out of it. And when you come out of it, you control it.
You see this, somebody told me this, you know, he was explaining it to me. Some of the schemes that insurance and all these things are so complicated, it is unbelievably complicated, you know. And they will say, explain this, the market, something. One insurance, take this and go, you know. That's it. Many people do that. They say, then suddenly if you want to withdraw the money, they say, sir, you signed on this certain, now so much money you will lose and all that. Basically, what they say is, if you stay with them for a long time, that 20 years, 25 years, you may make some money. You come out in the beginning, you lose money, they'll make money. First they'll take some brokerage money, they'll take. Something, you know, like that. If you actually see, like a real estate agent, when he brings a customer to sell, he makes money. When a customer comes and buys from him, through him, he makes money. 2%, 5%, 10%, whatever that percent is. Either which way, he makes money. Are you listening? It's like that. Control means understanding. Understanding will come through questioning and reflecting. So that's what he's trying. Pardon? What did he say?
That's true of the knowledge.
Because you started that. I'll tell you one story about it, which I read many years ago.
She asked for it.
No, nothing wrong. But it's a very interesting story I read somewhere. So, I'm sharing it with you. I don't know, it's just a story. There's no story here. Whether it truly happens, I don't know, you decide. In a village, fishing village, everybody was living on fishing. So they were hand to mouth. Except one fellow who somehow became very rich. But he was also involved in fishing. He had bought a boat and all that for fishing, but he was also only one rich fisherman in that village. That would be an ordinary fisherman. Right?
In that village, everybody used to do only fishing, but one fellow studied law and became a lawyer. Only one fellow. It's a strange story, okay?
Don't ask me, there is no.
This is just a story.
So once this rich fisherman had gone into the ocean to fish, he didn't come back for many days. So people were wondering what had happened to him. So after some time, when a poor fisherman had gone into the sea to fish, he threw his net and he got a heavy stuff. So he pulled it out, he found the dead body of the rich fisherman. And his boat can only carry that much. He cannot fish that day. You understand? So he carried the dead body and came back to the shore and approached the family. Arre Baba, that father of yours I caught today in my net and I couldn't fish, so you know, otherwise I would have earned some 500,000 rupees. So please give me that. You know, I'll give you this dead body, please give me. So what nonsense? Why should we give 1,000 rupees? Whatever the amount is matter. Nothing doing, it's our father's body. We are not giving you any money at all.
So what happened? My whole life, livelihood is gone for the day. For day means every day he can't go. After 3-4 days he goes out. What will I do? I'm struggling for 50 years. There is nothing doing. So he said, what to do? So he went to the law. There is only one lawyer there.
He went to that lawyer.
Lawyer said, hey brother, kya problem hai aapka? You understand? They are Hindus. Okay? They need that body to cremate. Because as per the will, I know that fellow wrote the will. I only wrote the will for him. Right? As per the will, the cremating fellow will get the property and everything. So they have to cremate the body. And they can't cremate any other body. They have to cremate their father's body. And they cannot get their father's body anywhere else except it is only with you. So you wait patiently. They will have to come to you. Okay? And my, by the way, my case is 500 rupees. Okay? Okay, you see, there is 500 rupees money savings and event you are keeping away. So you are not coming along to give the body. So this family, rich family, what do they do? They also have to go to the same lawyer only because only one lawyer in that family. So he goes to, the rich family goes to that lawyer. Simple. Very simple. Don't get scared. Dead body will decompose, na? Okay? Slowly it will start getting decomposed. It will start smelling foul and he cannot live there. He will remove the body, he just wait. My fee is 500 rupees. So, he tell you what is this, my liar. Both ways he makes money.
Yeah.
Then, it's not to be taken negative. That story I read somewhere from the context of the moment of the story. So in other words, when you come out, you look at it from outside, you play the game. But you get involved. Do ball, sixer, you get involved. So ta-ta, you understand? If you can manage to be out of the scene, like Mia had hit it for a sixer, still in every Indian's mind it will be there. At last ball sixer.
You understand? Cool.
You got to be out. See, the real technique is being outside. In it, get out of it. In it, get out of it. This is a, when it is not in front of us, we are all great philosophers.
When the object comes in front of me, the sight of our foolish heart inclines, we lump our pineapples in front.
So if you have done sufficient reflection, otherwise, thoda experience, thoda reflection. Then slowly, what will happen? Vairagya will come. When Vairagya will come, you will be able to deal with it. So therefore he says, I will make them go. So here he says, this verse, the foolish think of me, the Supreme God, or infinite bliss, happiness, the unmanifest as having manifestation. And having manifestation means what? The manifestation means anything that is available for your senses, mind and intellect.
First thing please understand.
That which you can perceive with your eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. Or which you can feel, which you can think, conceive. Read me. This is called?
Manifestation.
So they think they will get that infinite bliss in the sense contact, mind contact, intellect contact. So that's what he's saying. Foolish think of me, the unmanifest, as having manifestation. How can you get the infinite bliss in finite? Impossible. And foolish means what? When would you call a fellow fool?
Last match made, the match is going on between India and Australia. Hope you understand what I am referring to. In Adelaide match, Vijay in his second innings was out at 99. And this match in Brisbane, first test, he scored 144. You would have called him full in the last match because he had potential to score century.
The last goal, Ishan Sharma, he gets out in zero, I don't know what exactly he scored. You will not call him full. Great job you did, huh? At least you faced 30 balls 5 hours without getting out. Didn't score, you got 0. You're telling me great job. Because that fellow was capable of getting out in the first ball. You understand? So that fellow did a great job, man.
5 overs, you survived. And Vijay is scoring 99, he's a fool, man. What a fool you are. So when he says foolish, think of, he means potential. Hey, aapke andar.
Don't take it as derogatory. Potential hai, lekin aap prayog nahi kar rahe. So foolish think of me, we unmanifest as having manifestation. Why? Because it's a question.
Bhagwan can never come in manifestation.
Manifested things, you can never find the infinity.
You got to go beyond the manifested.
But we are all part in Maya. We are all stuck in our perceptions, emotions and thoughts. We live in our own world. We may be sitting in the same room, but each one is in his own world. Because you have a different perception, different thing you... Like you have color, if you are color blind, you will be seeing it differently. If you have chances, you see everything yellow. It's like that. Everybody, according to their vasana, they are all colored. Seeing in their own way. It's amazing, isn't it? The number of people, number of thoughts, number of views, number of opinions, number of ideas. And in this, my idea is right, your idea is right, nobody is actually seeing the truth. This is a foolish thing of me, the unmanifested adding manifestation. Not knowing my supreme nature as immutable and unsurpassed. Immutable means what? You see a cobbler, he'll have an anvil. On the anvil, he'll keep the leather and all that and he'll make various shapes. But that anvil, it doesn't change its shape. All changes are happening on me. I don't change. So if you are trying to find me in things that are changing and fleeting, you will not get it. Unsurpassed, there is nothing surpassing me.
I'm the highest. So if you still have hope that you will get it in changing and passing and fleeting,
he says, you can't make God be with you. Because he says, God also cannot be with you, because you will never find it there. I'm like an anvil, and on me, all this is happening. Rose of Chen, in the same chapter verse 7, he said, rose of Chen are strong on me. Remember that example?
Agami.
Seventh verse, go and read. Agami verse. 10 chapters of Agami. Agami. Yes, only 24th verse. Seventh verse. Sutre Manigana Iva. I told you, try to remember that. Sutre Manigana Iva. Just like the rows of gems have been strung on the string. You are missing the string, you are only stuck to the gems. Precious trifles. It's precious trifles that you are stuck. So there, and immutable. You understand the truth as immutable, you will not have anything to do with changing things except for daily routine kaam ke liye. Daily routine kaam ke liye, what in the Sanskrit language we say, vyavaharika satyam, paramarthika satyam. Vyavaharika means on a daily routine things ke liye. You need. You understand? So that means that. But in fact, those who run after this finite, even that finite pleasure many people don't get. Like Dhyanan Swamiji gives this example, you know. He says, like when you drink Coca-Cola, in a bottle, or velocity, whatever drink you drink, let's say, comes in a bottle, put a straw, and you put your head down and suck it, right? And you suck it, and you are seeing the, as you are sucking, what is happening?
Becoming less.
Mm-hmm. By becoming less, you are getting, oh, come more. But you understand? It's like that. You got so much, but come more. Company you don't contact us. You understand? So he wants to contact and drink. Thoda aap kam ho gaya. You understand? Then he pauses. Then reluctantly he doesn't enjoy. Not only he doesn't enjoy, he doesn't allow other people to enjoy. I told you, Swamiji was taken to that roadside thing in France. Last time when I came, this coffee was $2, now $4 only. So you put the coffee down, you didn't know whether to and next you were about to sip. Last time the dollar was 45 rupees, now 65 rupees. Then again you were about to sip. You were calculating. You know, the coffee will last for 10 sips, that means each sip is 20 cents or something. By the time the coffee became cold, he said, let's go have a coffee at home. This is the thing. See, it's not like finite means, it's like a coke. I think the Coca-Cola example and this example will convey the point.
Yeah.
See what it is?
Even in finite.
It is such a terrible life. So that's what he's saying here. The foolish think of me, the unmanifested, as having manifestation, not knowing my supreme nature, stature, which is immutable. My supreme stature means your supreme stature is also that. See, you may be a big businessman, people looking up to you. Huh? It's a sad thing. Sometimes you see very big guys, really top guys. So many people waiting for their command. And God slowly goes in. Every evening he finishes one or two bottles. Then he's telling his servant, driver, they have to pick him up literally. He's at the mercy of all these guys. What a fall was there, my countrymen, says Shakespeare. You belong to that immutable, unsurpassing level, but see what is happening. You are breaking at the paltry senses, mind and intellect. This is what you think.
Because you are in chakra.
This is what they do, you know. They borrow, sometimes they drink so much and borrow money to the driver and drinkers. But you go to that level, you go to any extent. What happened to Yudhishthir? Forget about you and me. You are going to that level of Dima Karabhavya. What a fall was there, my countrymen. You are that unsurpassing, immutable personality, you yourself. Me, oh, Bhagavan is nothing. I am stupid. No. You are that. But what are you doing now? Looking at your own senses. Fellow human, they are not coming in front of you. With them you are taking. And they are telling you, unless you dance, I am not giving you 5 rupees. So you are dancing also. Imagine, you go to that level, I am telling you, you go to that level. Long time ago there was a movie that came in Tamil Nadu, It's talking about that. Isn't it? So your senses, your mind, your intellect, enemy is not outside. Your own senses, your own mind, your own intellect. So you are unsurpassed. You are beyond all this. Rise, man, rise.
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैवा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृतेः स्वभावा करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि।